minutes after 8 o'clock here in your Friday morning time for a Kicks Morning Chat. And joining us on a Friday, he's back, Mr. Yes. Brian Moore.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
I like that sunny and 56 for tomorrow. Not too bad.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride. Like the temperatures are cold.
Very much
moderate,
so.
And then they're cold, and then they're moderate, and then it's windy, and you know, I guess it's winter.
It sure is.
The edge of winter. We're Mother just going to have to get ready for it.
She's still figuring it out.
I moved to the South to get away from this, and it's
yes.
still kind of there. But, you know,
but
it's
hey.
The value of four seasons, and I don't have to wear my muckalucks and, you know, traipse through, you know, 27 inches of snow.
It is better than my parents. The last 2 days, they've gotten 2 feet of snow.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's been freezing cold.
That's
so
right.
that's
exactly.
what we got away from.
Exactly right. We're glad to be here in North Carolina.
Absolutely.
In Caldwell County.
You
Very
betcha.
Glad. Very
and,
glad.
Things are going good. You're keeping busy there at the Caldwell Chamber.
We really are. We have a lot of great things getting ready to launch for 2026 and more things that we'll talk about later. But today, we have... shockingly enough, a special guest with us.
You do. You yes. brought somebody with.
Yes. you know, we talk about time and time again about the mission of the chamber is strengthening local business. And local businesses come into our community and new ones pop up. And today we have a fantastic new business in our community. We have Amy Dunlap as our guest with us, and she is the owner of Lenore Frameworks. Amy, so glad to have you here with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome here. And this is going to be a fun one because this is a pretty cool thing that a lot of people are in need of in one way or another.
Yeah, you know, Amy and I were talking about this last night. We had a little networking session last night at Liquid Roots, and we were just talking a little bit about the value of what her business brings to our community. And I was trying to say, you know, you're helping Amy, helping people preserve memories and helping build legacy and mm-hmm. putting really amazing quality together for people in their homes and their businesses with the work that you do with framing. So pretty neat.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit more about that from your perspective and why you do what you do and what's just fun and great about it.
Well, actually, when I got started framing, I didn't know it was going to be a passion. When I got started, I thought it was just going to be art, and I have mm-hmm. a design background,
right.
so I love art. And then when people started bringing in their memories and photos and letting me into their life, it became exciting.
That's
I mean,
cool.
I was getting to see photos of people's memories, and I was touching pieces of history. I was touching Purple Hearts.
Wow.
I was touching war medals and dog tags, things that people wore.
That's really cool.
And it was amazing. And then when you hear people's stories, it was like they were letting you into their lives.
Yeah.
And it was touching. And it just awakened a passion within me. And then it just became something that I just loved and I did not want to walk away from it.
Yeah. That's really, really neat. I love that connection to memories. And what I think is neat about us in a small community, when you're in larger communities, you have big box stores that can do this type of thing, but may not necessarily bring the design element and the design eye that you have to help people guide them through the process and the caring touch. And what an amazing opportunity for us in Lenore to have your business here. I mean, you're serving a really big need that people don't have to travel outside of our community to get the services they're looking for. So if someone's listening to the radio and, you know, okay, it's Christmas time, it's the holiday season, and people are wanting to preserve memories and do neat things and give very special gifts, heartwarming mm-hmm. gifts. You've got the ability and the service to do some great things for folks and help them and their families, which I think is really cool.
Absolutely. I know we were talking a little bit beforehand. My wife and I are big movie buffs. So we have been collecting different movie posters, comic book posters, and different things like that. Those are the types of things where right now they're just sitting in their little tube in the corner waiting to go somewhere. And you could take that and look at it and, you know, with that background that you have, say, okay, this is what I can do with this and make it look really, really neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I can look at it and visualize and see what's going to make it look the best.
And I think the neat thing about Amy is she can kind of help brainstorm with you. Last night we were brainstorming some things about the chamber and the visitor center, and taking photography that we might have, and how do we enhance the visitor center view and look about great winter or fall pictures of Wilson Creek and different things that we could be able to promote. So that's some neat things that Amy has that she can bring to the table to help people just bring things to life. So Amy, tell us a little bit more about how recently you've opened. You've not been in business all that long, have you?
I really just opened about a month ago.
Yes.
Yeah, it took me a couple months to get set up, which was a definite labor of love and a lot of work.
And you walked in the door of the chamber, and we got a chance to meet you, and then you joined the chamber. We did ribbon cutting a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so. It was actually last week, I believe.
Yeah, it was last week.
Wow. And the signs went on the building this Thursday.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
So tell us a little bit how people find you, because I know you've probably got Facebook page and website, and you've got a physical location actually in Lenoir. So
I do. I have a Facebook page. I have Instagram. I have a website, and I'm actually located in the old House of Laura.
Okay.
Which is under new ownership and is now called LK Mercantile.
Fantastic.
And we are having an open house today.
Oh, wow.
Which is 11 to 6 p.m. So I would love for anybody to stop by and come see us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That way they can see the new store.
Yeah.
And come see my space and meet me. And I would love that.
It's a really neat transformation of that building. I had been in there before. And to see what it looks like now, it's really, really beautiful inside that building. And to have you there and partnering with that location, what a fantastic union of your business and theirs, and just bringing things to life and just offering the best of small businesses. I love the new name. That's really fantastic for them too.
So if somebody, they have something in mind that they want to do, whether it's like a shadow box or a memory box or getting a picture framed, is it best to just come in and talk to you first, or maybe bring those items with?
The best option would be to bring the items with them. That way we can go ahead and work something out.
Very nice. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, if you're thinking about, you know, like Brian said, Christmas time or any time through the year, you've got some different things you want to have the spotlight for them, whether it's a gift or maybe for yourself, they need to stop on out and see you. Right, Amy?
Yes.
And you might be able to help businesses. I know a lot of businesses, restaurants open up and they want to have, you know, a jersey framed from one of our local high schools or different types of things like that. There's all kinds of very creative things that can be done with framing and things that can go up on walls and create beautiful art.
You'd be surprised what I have framed.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Excellent. Well, thank you for stopping in, Amy. Best of luck as you get the business off the ground, and hopefully lots of folks stop out for the open house today.
I would love that. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Amy, do you have a phone number where people could reach you if they listen to this?
I do. It's 336-883-5339.
That's fantastic. Very good.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you.
Yeah. Good to have you here and to get folks introduced to you. And Brian, what's coming up for the chamber we should be on the lookout for as we're at the end of the year, believe it or not?
We had our, I guess what you would call our last event last evening with a networking event at Liquid Roots. Mm-hmm. And more great things coming up in January and our annual meeting and a new name for our annual meeting and a lot of other great things. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but we'll have a session with you real soon and talk about good things for 2026.
Sounds good. Well, enjoy your weekend. Good to finally see you back in the house again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We'll catch up with you very soon.
Appreciate it.
There's Brian Moore joining us from the Caldwell County Chamber, and Amy Dunlap from the new business Lenoir Frameworks joining us this morning for our Kicks Morning Chat.